But right now, this should be a treat. Our longtime correspondent here on The Morning Show, our sports expert, and his specialty is the NFL, and specifically the NFL draft, Ribby Paltz has done an interview with a very famous Dallas Cowboy. And this is brought to us by our dearest friends at The Ticket.
Yeah, I think he talked to two here. I think he talked to Joe Looney and number 79, Tristan somebody. Take a listen.
Ribby Paltz here with the Joe Looney. How you doing, the Joe Looney?
Oh, I'm doing great there.
Oh, man, we're having a good time. Hey, you got a kind of an accent there.
Yeah, that's my little Boston accent right there. You hear it?
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, did you hear the fight between the Brad Sham?
Brad Sham, I didn't hear.
There was a fight between the Brad Sham. Yeah, he got an argument with Jean-Jacques Taylor. You ever heard of him?
Jean-Jacques Taylor.
Yeah.
That sounds like a guy that I know.
Yeah, you know, apparently they had some sort of deal. Jean-Jacques was bringing Brad a bucket of wings, and Brad fell down on his end of the job. No idea what he had promised, but didn't hear about it.
They didn't get the wings to you?
No, they didn't get the wings.
Unreal. Unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. Unbelievable. You ever play baseball?
A little bit. Just a tiny, weeny bit.
Did you win?
I was in Little League, so, you know, everybody got a Capri Sun and a snack after.
That's what I still enjoy after making love.
Hey, no question. I mean, just go get a Capri Sun snack.
Yeah,
peanut butter and jelly sandwich, why not?
What do you think is the best part of your game?
The best part of my game is, you know, I work hard, man. You know, I'm always going to work hard. And something my dad taught me growing up is to, you know, put your all in and work hard. So that's it.
Anything less generic you can say?
Hey, man, I have no idea. You know, I don't know. I just come out here and play football. Just, you know, average Joe here.
That's what I hear. Average Joe Looney. That's your nickname, right?
That's it. Average Joe Looney.
I love it. Do you think water is overrated?
Oh, completely.
What do you think is Jerry Jones Jr.'s primary job here at the Cowboys?
Primary job. I mean, he's got a wonderful smile, so I'm just going to say to walk around and look good all day.
Walk around smiling.
He's got a great smile on.
I hear you. What's the worst thing you can stuff down your pants?
Oh, man. I have no idea. But I guess if, you know, you get a cat caught down there, you know, you're going to be screwed.
Yeah.
El Gato and me pantalones.
Yeah, it's horrible to have a pussy in your pants.
Oh.
We're having fun.
Oh.
All right, can you divide salad?
Can you divide? I mean, you can divide the vegetables that are in the salad.
But not the salad itself.
Yeah, I don't think you can divide that.
Mm-mm. Right.
The green stays with the green.
And what is your favorite musician of all time?
Favorite musician of all time. I can tell you my favorite artist right now. Right. His name is Marshmello, DJ Marshmello. Absolutely love him. He wears a Marshmello mask. He's unbelievable. Listen to his song, Alone.
Is he a lot like Frank Sinatra?
Oh, completely. Completely. Just doesn't say a word. He speaks in song.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Everyone, that's Frank Sinatra. And finally, if you were to give one piece of advice to Jerry Jones, the owner, what would you say to him?
Give me a raise, baby.
There he is, average Joe Looney right there. All right, thank you.
And then Ribby spoke to Tristan, number 79.
Tristan Hill.
Ribby Paltz here with the good man. This is Tristan Hill, right?
Hold on, bro.
What are you doing?
Nah, this can't be serious, for real.
Nah, I'm a good old school reporter, man. This is called sports reporting. All right, so did you have a good practice?
Yeah, man, I had a great practice, man.
You did? Did you get your practice hands? Were they good?
Yeah.
So good. Which one's your favorite quarterback on the team right now?
All of them. I like all of them.
You don't like Dak the best?
No, I like him.
If you win the Super Bowl, are you going to dedicate it to someone special?
My team. Dedicate it to my team.
Not going to dedicate it to your mama?
No, the team. My mama ain't out here with me.
Okay. Michael Irvin. He's a good Michael Irvin. And he says that he thinks that the key to getting to the Super Bowl is to be successful in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Do you not disagree with him? And if so, how much to what degree necessary?
I don't disagree. It's very important to win the playoff games to get to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
All right, thanks.
I don't undisagree.
I can't believe he actually answered that. I don't undisagree. That's all Ribby sent us so far.
Good stuff.
So, yeah.
Very insightful. From can you divide salad to how's your practice hand?
Can you divide salad? I don't understand why that's even a question.
There you go, Ribby, from the practice field here in Oxnard.